Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Hi, well, we want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and tonight's really a special topic that we're going to be doing. There's a brand new book out from Jack Canfield and also Dave Andrews. It's called The 30-Day Sobriety Solution, How to Quit or Cut Back Drinking in the Privacy of Your Own Home. And I really got introduced to this one with my co-host, Amy Frost. And I really want to go ahead and bring Amy on here right away. So, hey, Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Glad to be here. We've been excited about this book. So Amy's birthday was back in February, and she decided to gift herself with this book because she's a couple of years ago, you had the opportunity to meet Jack firsthand at one of your conventions. Was that right?
Oh, it was at the International Energy Psychology
Conference.
And yeah. I had been one of the presenters on using music therapy in the workplace. And he was one of the keynotes later in that afternoon. And it ended up that where I sat, so he gets on stage and he's talking about his stepdaughter and that she has an addiction problem. And he realized he needed to do something about it. You know, what I love about him is he puts his time, money, and energy towards causes he believes in. So that was, and I've been working with people in addiction, alcohol and drug, for a couple of years, and a lot of what I did with them, I used visualizations, and I used energy psychology techniques, and I used the principles from his book, The Success Principle. So he walked off the stage. I mean, this is like, there's 1,000 people in here, comes around, and he sits right next to me, and he's like, all right, I'm going for it. So we started talking about that, he was working on this project, and so that was really exciting. I believe in him and his work, and so the minute it came out, I got the book, and I dove in. So I am already on day 16.
All right. She's got 14 to go. Here we go. And Miss Gloria has jumped on the call. Welcome, Miss Diner. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am great. Thank you. It's good to talk to you guys again tonight.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about the 30 Days to Sobriety with Jack Canfield and, again, Dave Andrew. And I wasn't really familiar with Dave Andrew. And if you go to the website, which is the 30daysobrietysolution.com, there's all kinds of really wonderful information on there to give you an idea of what the book's about. There's some videos, and there's even a sample of, you can also get this program on an audio version. And there's about 15 minutes of the first, they have this in different phases. And that first phase, you get to hear about the first 15 minutes of the actual first disc, I guess, or first edition of what they do with all that kinds of stuff. So before I have Amy jump on here with the different, I'm really excited to hear how it's been going for her and her insights. And I think this is a really great opportunity for us to hear from somebody, like Amy said, she's been doing this kind of work and working with clients and having it as workshops and seminars and things like that with people for quite a while. And so coming from that and jumping in and just being able to do personal work, and we'll get into what that looks like for her, that it's just a really, really great opportunity. And really can gets everybody on the same page of feeling like, this is just something I've been struggling with and how can I help myself walk through all that. So on one of the videos, Jack talks about the three different dynamics that really helped this book in just ways that's never been possible before. The first one he talks about is the privacy element, which is your public exposure, because a lot of people feel like, they're closet alcoholics or closet addicts, and they don't want to make this a public thing. It could be one thing, job finds out, and they could have their job in jeopardy. And also there's one with the military. If the military finds out on that, it could be something that really could hinder your growth if you're going to be having any kind of advancements with promotions and things like that. So those are things that they don't want to have on their record. The second thing he talked about was money. And boy, you can really spend a lot of money going to these rehab centers, depending on what you have going on, and counseling work and all the different things that are happening with them. And he says, you know, you basically buy this book. Great to have, you know, the support that you can have between the pages. You know, he says support groups between the pages of this book. So there's all kinds of exercises and techniques that really help people to keep engaged. And he really thinks that's even great for people who are already in 12-step programs, because it's helping to rekindle the reasons why you really got in. I mean, sometimes I've been in codependent groups, and after a while, when you're being a group, when you're basically being a sponsor and putting yourself in that kind of an involvement with it, it can be pretty, daunting sometimes, because you're having people coming in front of you, and it just seems like it's the same old, same old. And after a while, there can be people kind of get tired of the different experiences on it, because of just a matter of people get kind of stuck on that record, the groove of a record, and not really helping themselves to move and advance and stuff. And I think the one thing that's really neat about this book is it's giving all kinds of exercises and just really unique, almost holistic things that have been out there forever that are really integrating and bringing the best to the table in just so many ways. And Jack and Andrew took at least a year to write this, and what's really cool too is they went ahead and have had hundreds of people work through this program, so they know that in 30 days it can work. So that's really cool too. And the fact that, you know, investing in yourself and having it be just this minimal thing. And then the last one he talks about is time. And the one thing that's wonderful about this time is you can do it for an hour a day. You can do it 2 hours a day. It's basically whatever works for you, and making it something that makes it make sense with your lifestyle and what you have going on, and just the amount of the effort that you want to put into it with your time. And then he also gets into talking about the component of the time too. Some people don't have 30 days or being able to have even a couple weeks where they could go to a recovery center. And so this really gives people an opportunity to still be doing their work every day, and especially if you're self-employed, not having that opportunity to be able to be making money every day can really cause a problem. So it's that time that you can, you know, just fit it into your day whenever that looks like. And I really like the fact, Amy, that it is incorporating in it that way, because, I mean, if you go away to a rehab center, you're going to come back to your life, and being able to have all of that really working together. I think this, you know, this is me just kind of seeing what it's been working about, and you and I having a few conversations. You know, having it to where it's your daily stuff that you're working anyway, because it helps you to integrate it, I think, in that much more of a healthy way, instead of it having, like, I go away and I've shifted and then I come back and everybody knows me as the old person who was still drinking or had those issues. So it's really helping people to have it more of an integrated thing. So where would you like to start in just talking about the book?
Let me just kind of dive in, and then, you know, direct me or have a question. So first off, I want to let people know that if you go to www.the30daysolution.com, you can sign up for free. You don't have to buy the book. You don't have to buy the downloads. I certainly recommend both, but you don't have to do it. So that may be a way for you to get started and just kind of play around a little bit and see if this might be something that you might want to lean into. And what I love is, again, I know the Success Principles book, and I use them all the time, and it's so fun for me to see how Jack has woven them into this 30-day program with Dave Andrews, who himself had a very serious drinking problem. And for me, drinking is not an issue. But I believe we all have addictions. We all have things that we turn to when we don't want to face what's going on. So an issue I've had my whole life is work addiction. And one of the problems with overeaters and work addiction is that you have to eat. You can't not eat. You can stop drinking, but you can't stop eating. And you have to work. Very few people don't have to work. So, and really, when you say work addiction, it's really interesting. There is actually a recovery book for work addiction. And whenever it's starting to shift, but not a whole lot. When I would say, I would claim that I have I'm a workaholic. I have work addiction issues. People laugh. They don't really see that as an issue. But it has destroyed relationships. It's destroyed my health, and it's caused me all kinds of problems that make an addiction for me. And so it's been really, especially in my adult life, but even as a kid, I look back. And you know, Robin, you know this as well as I do, my dad would always say, he was a B-52 navigator, and he would always say, you're only as good as your last mission. So that told us from a very young age that I don't care what you did yesterday, if you don't excel today, if you don't do good enough today, you're not good. And so that certainly was ingrained in me since as far back as I can remember. So coming back to the process, designed to do in 30 days, certainly if you're, you know, drinking is an issue, they want you to be to not drink for 30 days while you're doing this, because how do you do this successfully if you're not sober? And they really lead you through beautifully. And there's audio and, of course, the reading and all the parts. But you can do it, and they, you get on. You can sign up for 30, 60, or 90 days. So if you sign up for 30 days, you get support every day. If it's 60, you get something every other day. And if it's 90, every third day. So you kind of design what works for you. And like your point, and we're really well taken, that you carve out that time in your life. For me, I really like the idea. I always do daily practice anyway. So this is something that I'm just adding to my daily practice. And something I think just kind of a fun aside or not, day 13 is a EFT, emotional freedom technique, which Jack, I don't know if you realize this, did a book on. And what he does these days is he collaborates with experts in different fields and takes his work into that area. So if you, if the thing is you can go in here and you can do the different days and play with them. So for me, I'm excited to get up. And he starts off with creating a vision, and he just gives you everything you need to move forward. And then at the end of each week, it's really a review day. So you can relax a bit, knowing that on the 7th day, the 14th day, the 21st day, and the last day, it's a review. And there's a bonus solution. So it's like, oh, I can, on the 7th day, we rested. So know that there's always, a little bit of time in between, a little bit of space in between. So, I think part of it is people don't realize that addictions, whether it's, and some people have it for, playing games. I know people that they're on the computer all the time. Or, goodness, I know it sounds silly, but I think most people accept this, that people are addicted to their electronic devices. And you need to find ways. I don't know that you could do a 30-day cold turkey on your, electronic devices and still have a life when you came back to it. But there is something about breaking away from that thing that controls you. So I guess for a little bit, Robin, how has addiction shown up in your life, or not necessarily with you directly, maybe, but with, people in your life, parents, whatever, how has that affected you?
Well, I was looking at the different things, and we had talked before we did the show about how we wanted to talk about this. And, I really feel, and I think Amy does too, that addiction isn't just about alcoholism. It can really be anything. You can be addicted to just about anything. And if you go through 12-step, they're really going to let you know about that. And one of the first things when I was going through my 12-step as a codependent, I was at Mariners Christian Church down in Irvine, California, and we read a whole book about religious addiction. And boy, that's really just, I was so amazed by that, about how people could use Bible and their information to be controlling other people with what they knew or didn't know. And I was like, oh my gosh. And to have a church that was introducing that concept to me, boy, I just thought that, really doing the right kind of work and having it be something that really would matter for people. But it just shows that, just like with religion, it could be any kind of information that's out there, people kind of wanting to do a one-up on somebody else, and how that really can intimidate people and really can control them in ways. And another way that people do addictions is sometimes through illness, depending on if they're well or not well. There's ways that people control one another. So there's all kinds of things out there. Anything can be an addiction. So, there's a part of me that's kind of intrigued by this. Of just, I know for me, it's been the sweets and things like that, that I've always been more addicted to sugar and things like that. So that would be something that I would, be able to embrace that and take a look at it. Because I'm even with the 15-minute introduction to the, phase one that you hear from Jack talking about it, I was just thinking, okay, well, instead of alcohol, if I put sugar in here, or the different junk food or whatever that I go to for comfort food, how would I be able to do that? And I love the point you talk about. We still have to eat. We still have to work. So those are different aspects of, how in looking at that for this being a sobriety solution, how do you see that if you converted it to something else like that? What do you think that would be for for people who wanted to look at that from, you know, a way of being able to move from it.
It gives you freedom. I mean, and really what addiction is not having freedom. You're making compulsive choices. So what doing the sobriety solution, it's just one thing, but, it, you know, it's 30 days. Can you make a 30-day investment in your life? And you learn tools you can use the rest of your life in any area. So then you have the freedom to make conscious choices instead of automatic responses because you are being controlled by whatever it is. And interestingly, you talk about sugar. Think about this. One thing that he talks about is that there's a really high sugar content in alcohol. So people who tend to give up alcohol, then they realize, uh-oh, I've got an addiction to sugar.
Okay.
Yeah, because isn't that fascinating? So then I have to deal with that. And then what starts, you know, and you know this very well, once you start really addiction, dealing with it, it's never about the substance or the activity. That is masking it. So what happens when people, you know, are not doing the thing they're addicted to or not doing it in a compulsive manner, the real issues start surfacing. And so I think that's good to have a coach, have a counselor, get professional help if you need it. Because what this will do, this is great, and what this does is it shows the real work that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you see being able to embrace this information and taking it to your clients and, like, when you move into we're going to be doing another show once Amy's fully done with the 30 days, so I'm excited to see how, you know, her perspective has changed with all these different things that she's working with right now in the middle of everything. And so I'm going to ask, you know, ask now, and then I'll ask again. And, you know, the next show is going to be on, I think we said April 19th, we'll be doing the next one.
April 12th will be the next
April
12th, show. Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. April 12th. Mm-hmm. So in looking at how you're already seeing the benefits of being able to share this with your clients and people that you teach.
For me, it gives me a practice, and I'm using all these great tools, visioning, setting your values, setting your goals, and it's so interesting because it mirrors so closely to his success principles, which I haven't been using myself and with clients forever. So for me, I would say anybody should do this. Anybody should do this. And I think the younger you do it, the better. And, you know, whatever, it'll help you uncover whatever the issue is that controls you. And then for me personally, in my own work, what I'm getting is to take my work and put it into a 33-day process and really helping people to move past work addiction and to having a successful life, a whole life, a balanced life. So that's what I believe is going to end up for me. At the end of this, I've already got the juices flowing about that, but it's really beautiful work and really well crafted. And each day, you know, can stand by itself, and you can spend the rest of your life working on that. And so, for me, it'll be certainly continuing to do my own work and admitting that I have. And it's really interesting because it is. People are not saying their names on the website, and I appreciate that. But for me, you know, there's a forum there and places where you can go and, you know, make comments and that. And I have my name, my picture's there. I don't want to have any secrets about this anymore. And I get the stigma. And one thing they do, they don't say alcoholic very much in here because they don't, the stigma with that. What they talk about is drinking an issue and not having the label, which I really value and I appreciate. I think that's when I had gone to, I was anorexic early in my life, very anorexic to the point of it about killed me. And there was no anorexic group, but there was an overeater group, so they threw me in there. And when everybody would stand up, I am an overeater, I am an alcoholic, I am an anorexic. And, you know, the work that we've been doing for so long, when you start saying I am without ever after it, that's what you're claiming. And that's what your behaviors are centered around. So I really appreciate that you don't have to say I am an alcoholic. You just say whatever, this is an issue for me. Eating's an issue. Drinking's an issue. Work's an issue. Whatever it is it causing me a problem? Don't have to label yourself, but is it working or not working? And if it's not, well, let me find some solution.
So the one thing that they talk about at the beginning of this when you go to the website is that phase one is the longest.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to talk about that, because
Day one, yeah, because Jack goes to say that, you know, it's those foundational questions, and he wants to make sure that people really understand those from the get-go, and it's that, you know, we're going to take a little longer here, so you can settle in and just know that as you're moving through this, you know, it can be fun and exciting, but also challenging, and that's part of the reason why it is a healing process, because it's challenging you to be able to make those shifts.
Yep. And, you know, and I think one of his principles there that Jack talks about, he has this in day one, and he talks about living 100% committed to something. That that 99% commitment is hell, and 100% commitment is easy. So for me, with drinking, as you say, it's not an issue for me, but what my commitment with drinking is, if I go someplace and I'm driving, I will only have one drink. I am 100%, that is it. I will not have a second, because I realize if I had to make a decision about am I going to take a second drink after a drink, the odds are good I won't make a good decision. And so when it's 99%, sometimes I will, sometimes I won't, that makes it really challenging. But when you're willing to say 100% certainty, this is what I'm signing up for, this is what I'm going to do, I think life gets a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. I'm having one Sunday, and that's it.
Well, one Sunday a week, right?
That would
one
be
Sunday
mine,
week,
yeah.
One Sunday a day.
No, like, you know, one Sunday a party, yeah. I'm
well,
not going
me,
to those.
Me,
I'm not,
me
not going to refill my bowl, you know.
Yeah. So, Kate Gayhendrick, and the quotes on here are beautiful. The exercises on here are beautiful. So, this is in day one, page 32, the 100% solution. 99% commitment is not possible. We are either 100% or not committed at all. I was amazed to discover this, because I had made a lifestyle out of not making commitments that turned out to be non-commitments. So it would be trepidatious commitments, kind of, you know, that 99% or less that were really non-commitments. I was conning myself that I was partly committed. I had adapted to the pain of early rejection with the decision, don't play. If I didn't play, I wouldn't have to face losing. And if you were forced to play, it could always play half-heartedly. If I lost, I could say it didn't matter because I wasn't trying. It took me many years to realize that I wasn't even in the game if I wasn't committed. My body might not have been on the field, but my soul was on the. My body might have been on the field, but my soul was on the bench. And here's my favorite sentence: soulless play is worse than no play at all. And that was Gayhendrick.
Very nice. You know, that's reminding me back in when with the Cafe Book Club when we did Big Magic. And Elizabeth Gilbert was talking about that when it comes to the writer's life and, you know, or just being creative when it comes to being able to support yourself in the work that you really do on a soul level, and how that was just something that, you know, being able to show up for yourself. So it just really goes back to just the last couple books that we've been doing in that. And just with like Amy Cuddy, our last book with Presence, about being able to just take that, you know, the body, I'm setting my body or my mindset. And having to be something, you know, because both those books would be something that could really support someone who's wanting to come through sobriety, and having those things as little nuggets that you can walk through with these other exercises and stuff that you're doing. So that's one thing I'm really proud about our show, is really giving people a lot of information in just a diverse different topics and just ways that can really enhance your life in just really small ways, because really that's what it's about. It's those little small things and those baby steps that can really make it do. One of them, I was listening to, if you go to YouTube and you put in Jack Canfield, I was wanting to do a little, you know, backup information just to see what was out there, what kind of stuff he had out there for the 30 days of sobriety. But he also has his success principles out there. You can watch them. He has a whole PBS special that's out there on YouTube that's about an hour and 15, 20 minutes or something like that. And it goes through the six basic success principles. So I just think it's really, really great that's, you know, that's out there. And I was just listening to it while I was out driving around taking flower deliveries with my flower shop, Flowers for You in Riverside, California. So, so it just worked out really, really well to have that as a dynamic. You know, there's just so much great information out there. And, you know, like you're saying, Jack is so generous with the things that he's put out into the world, just wanting to make it better for people, that just, you know, all I got to do is seek a little bit and you're going to find it. So I really want to encourage people to be doing that. So what's on the horizon? Is
going from week to week, do you get a little bit of a review of what's going to be coming ahead, or you just basically it's just a day by day thing?
Well, for me, I am not looking ahead because I don't want to do this in a work addicted way.
Okay.
So for me, waiting each day to see what the next day is a big aha and growth for me. So normally
okay.
I'd have read through the whole book. Right when
mm-hmm.
I went to so years ago, I was given the work addiction book, work recovery book. From somebody said, you might want to read this. This was, 5 years ago. And I was going to Mexico for a vacation. So I took it with me, and I did the whole book, exercises and everything, on the beach during that week. And I justified it because I was able to do it with a margarita in my hand. But if you're doing a book that should have taken, months with a group of people and doing it in a week on the beach does not really mean I'm not a work addict.
With a margarita in your hand. Okay.
But I had margarita, so I figure that means I wasn't really working that hard.
Yeah, well,
so
I think
I
you make a really good
thought,
point.
That was okay. I thought that was okay. So it's a matter of, you're getting like, oh, wait a minute. So you, so
well,
I
you
took
worked
a run
it,
at it.
Right? Yeah.
I did
you worked
work.
It. Mm-hmm.
So I, that made
you
me ready
to the point
for
where
me
you...
to take the next step and the next step.
Right. I work it so much that I'm not even allowing myself to truly go to just that that deeper, more profound thought level. I just take the surface answer and move on.
Right.
So that
right.
work
and so really
doesn't get taken
right,
care
am
of.
I really, and I believe we can't heal something until we see it. Once we see it, all systems are, we have to change it. One of the things from today's work, he talks about asking good questions. And the difference is we need to move from asking why questions to how questions. Because why is really about, kind of poor me, right? And why didn't this and why didn't that? Where how sits the subconscious and the conscious to answering that. How do I be sober? How do I be a healthy person? How do I, whatever it is, make a difference? And that starts the conscious and the subconscious acting. So why stops you dead cold?
Yeah, he talks from the success principles, and I was watching and was listening to it, about how when you you have an idea, because he's very much into, one of the success principles is to really name your dreams. Put your dream out there and have a picture for it and get specific about that. And so when you do that, there's that dynamic within yourself of being able to move it to the next level is in the way that you would ask how and not necessarily have that answer and just allowing things to start showing up. That's always a really great thing. So just like with this 30-day, sobriety, I think that's so great that you're really allowing yourself to show up every day. Because really, if you're coming from sobriety, that's what you do. You show up every day. And you basically come from, hopefully, a yes place of like, yes, I'm going to support and love myself today. And that won't be with, my addictive, behavior. That won't be alcohol or whatever, I seek to have as a comfort for myself, that buffer for myself. And really moving that into a just thing. So we've got about a minute and a half left. So any recommendations for people, any suggestions for somebody who's just going to be starting out with this? They're like, this sounds really great. I want to do it.
I recommend go to the 30-day and, like you said, watch the beginning videos and see if you're willing to make that 100% commitment. And if you are, join me and let's do this. And if you need to, get a friend to go with you. I'm doing it with a friend of mine.
Yeah, and I really want to encourage people, go to our forum section on with the transformation-cafe.com and make it something where you can go ahead and be listing some questions or any kind of inquiries from Amy. We'll make sure that she gets that. And we'll also, at our store with the transformation-cafe.com, we'll have the book available. So if anybody wants to go ahead and get that, whether it's the audio or the regular book, we'll go ahead and have that as well. So our next episode is going to be the TC-297. And Carol Ortman, she's been on our show before. She's with CKO Marketing. And she had gone to see Brendan Burchard a couple weeks ago. And, boy, this guy is just a wonderful writer, a wonderful presenter. He's written The Millionaire Messenger as one of the books that he has. And we're going to be talking about The Wisdom from the High Performance Academy, Your Best Self. So really looking forward to Carolyn sharing about that, Amy
is a dear friend. We're all great friends with each other. So it's going to be a really great contribution to stuff. So we look forward to that. And, Amy, I just want to thank you for sharing just the different stuff. And I look forward to seeing where you are after the 30 days and really congratulating the work that you've done so far.
Thank you. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. So, again, I'll list some stuff in the forum, and we will see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.